Mind you, I'm a Christian, a true Christian. I don't believe in killing. I don't believe in hating. I don't believe in making somebody suffer. It's politicking. These are some of the things that were started towards Congress. We were, some of us, especially myself, was not given a chance to explain, even to discuss some of these things. Few times I've been talking about them, telling people that I have no capacity. I am not in a position to organize anybody to do such harm to anyone. Mind you, I've been a patron of the African Christian Council of Zimbabwe, Churches of Zimbabwe, which has over 700 churches. These are African-formed churches. I'm sure you are quite familiar with them. And for such a person to be a patron to such a humongous organization, you forget about them and you go back and you start even practicing witchcraft. You start even thinking about killing somebody, even to assassinate a sitting president of state. It's unheard of. It's uncalled for. For what purpose? Just me, a poor widow. I can't do that. I'm surprised. And I even spoke about infiltration that has, come in our party. I spoke about this in February, if not March, early this year when I went to address women in Chinoy. But nobody took time to ask me what I had discovered or what I had in mind or what I had seen. These are the things that I wanted us to discuss then about the infiltration that has, come in our party. But it does not end, my friend, with discharging or dismissing Vice President Mujuru and these other chairmen of provinces. Because those people who are doing it still remain in that faction that has remained with the president. They are not there to, do anything good to see the future of this party, moving forward. I'm not so sure. Anyway, we'll wait to see.
When you say the party has been infiltrated, Dr. Mujuru, can you name names?
I'm not good at dropping names. It's something that we can discuss in-house, which we never discussed.
But since these allegations started to come out, did you have a chance to talk to Mr. Mugabe about them?
I spoke to the president 3 times on different occasions.
And what was his response?
He was telling me that he was not aware of what was happening. But to my surprise, after having spoken to him the second time, he then addressed the youths that were bused to our headquarters. And that's the first time I heard him hinting about, him being my head of party who had an understanding of what was going on. His comments that day really left me with a feeling that he had some idea of what was going on. And that's when I started thinking, I'm sure I am dealing with a situation which is beyond my control.
And lastly, but an uncomfortable question, of course, there's been speculation that maybe the passing on of General Mujuru might also be the reason why you seem to be persecuted by some members in the party. Are you having the same feelings?
You know, speculations can be dangerous. So if we are to deal or to work with speculations, sometimes we might make very immense mistakes. So let's not work with speculations. Let's work with things that are there. It's better that way.
We saw you greeting the generals over the weekend. What is your relationship like with the securocrats?
Mind you, these are comrades in arms. Some of them, I shared with them the same trenches. The likes of, though they were in their different camps, the likes of Chiwenga, the likes of Shiri, Zimondi. Unfortunately, my other colleague, Sibanda, was with the Zipra. But we were the same comrades. We belonged to the same cause. And I have no problem with them. We belong to the same background. It's only the assignments that we now have which are different.